Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
This show kicks ass. Oh, hell yeah.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money is money.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, oh, he's exaggerating, he's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. Not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Tremendous Sports Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew. We may be down a member after today. Yesterday on the show, our longtime technical director, Tyler Morales, announced on air that he was requesting a trade off of You Better You Bet. Today on the show, well, I guess it depends. We have a lot of good content. It might have to go to tomorrow. We'll see. At some point, today or tomorrow, we will reveal, I'm not joking, the trade talks that we have had within Odyssey to send disgruntled, unhappy Tyler Morales out of You Better You Bet, and someone else will come in to You Better You Bet. Tyler is unaware of these talks. He doesn't know where he might be headed. We will reveal that either today or tomorrow here on the show, live on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of Wagertainment, talking all things sports betting, bitches. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we are going to get you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, set to bet and win Thursday night football as week 9 in the National Football League kicks off on South Beach with the Miami Dolphins hosting Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. I am going to tell all of you the one thing that the Baltimore Ravens absolutely have to do tonight to avoid an upset. And I'm also going to tell you the single most important player on the Ravens in tonight's game that is not named Lamar Jackson. And I promise you this, the answer, my opinion, will surprise you. Also, I will ask this question unironically and answer it later this hour. This is not a joke. Should the Los Angeles Lakers trade LeBron James? Should the Lakers trade LeBron James? We'll get into that and last night in the NBA and why the Orlando Magic are, I think, are in a world of trouble right now. That's coming up later this hour on the show. We will get into some of the biggest games this weekend, focusing on the SEC on Saturday in college football, including Texas hosting Vanderbilt and the latest on Arch Manning. We look forward to that. And in the final hour, the power hour of the show, it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. The NHL, Frozen Femi. We're gonna try to have a winning night betting the NBA. We'll see how it goes. And then, side, total, and props, Thursday night football, Femi's Island, thy royal prop king, Ravens and the Dolphins in Miami. And that is where today's social question emanates. Thursday night football, YouTube, Twitch, what is your best bet for the Ravens and the Dolphins tonight? Could be a side, could be a total, could be a prop. Hell, you could make it a future if you feel so inclined. Ravens to win the AFC North? Might be worth sprinkling a couple shekels on. Your best bet for Ravens-Dolphins tonight? Type it on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Type it on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Bill Zimmerman will read the best responses later in the show. And Downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights. We officially begin the tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with Game 5 of the World Series. Allow me to express my thoughts on the game in song. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Blue Jays 6, Dodgers 1. Now, we'll talk about the game, we'll talk about the series, we'll talk about Game 6, we'll talk about potential Game 7, but I need to begin by making it about me. And I'll apologize in advance for this, because I have to say this. I actually like can't believe it that this is happening again. In this calendar year of our Lord, 2025, Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl futures, up the wazoo in parlays. They get to the big game and just get wiped off the face of the earth by the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, that's one. It sucked. You can deal with it. And I said, you know, coming out of the Super Bowl, you know, like, the Chiefs were great until they weren't. They were favored in the final game. Like, what more can you ask for? Well, then, Duke. And I think that 30 years from now, if you had money on Duke, and a lot of people did, to win this year's national championship, this past year, I should say, national championship in college basketball, like, you'll hear the words Malawach, Flag, Knipple, Kelvin Sampson, and you're just going to break out into hives. Like, drop into the fetal position and start, like, sucking your thumb like Linus from Peanuts. Favored against Houston. Losers at the very end. And now, the Los Angeles Dodgers might be added to the mix. They get to the end. Big favorite against the Toronto Blue Jays, and now they're on the ropes. Oh, man. Isn't futures betting fun? Isn't it fun betting on teams to win championships? How great is that? Chiefs, Duke, and potentially the Dodgers all in one calendar year make it to the very end. and potentially fall short. And the Blue Jays beat that ass last night. Unbelievable performance. And the truly insane thing about it, the game is over after one pitch. It's done. I'm watching the game, and I'm like, they're finished. They're finished. The Dodgers hit the Blue Jays with a kidney shot in the 18th inning in Game 3. And the Blue Jays got up off the mat, Mike Tyson uppercut in Game 4. And now, let's see how the Dodgers respond. Well, one pitch from Blake Snell, 1-0 Blue Jays off the bat of David Schneider. And I'm just like, well, it was a good run. Let's just go to Toronto now. But no, that wasn't enough. Oh, no, it didn't end there. Then it's Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and it's 2-0. And let's be real. Did anyone in that moment think, oh, yeah, Dodgers are going to come back and win this game? The Blue Jays have been the better team over the balance of this series, took momentum away from the Dodgers in Game 4, and retained that momentum as soon as the damn game started last night in Los Angeles in Game number 5. Back-to-back jacks to lead it off of Blake Snell. Ball game over. Honestly, that's like the fastest an event. Something has ended in Los Angeles in Kendrick Lamar versus Drake. Starts, and then it's over. Da-da-da-da. What can you say? I mean, we praised the Blue Jays so much already. I'm not sure what else there is to add. This team's unbelievable. I mean, and I do view this as a Yankee fan, I guess, kind of through the lens of the Yankees and how pathetic the Yankees were last year against the Dodgers, where they were so, well, how, just like a bit, how pathetic were the Yankees? Well, the Dodgers won the World Series and then couldn't stop talking for months, not about how great they were, but how terrible the Yankees were. And now, here's the Toronto Blue Jays swinging back, landing haymakers, and you know who looks like the Yankees? The Dodgers. You know who looks like some curtain jerking jabroni, fly by night, bunch of losers? The Los Angeles Dodgers. We said it yesterday. Where the hell has this Dodgers offense gone? I'll channel my inner Andre 3000 here. What's cooler than being cool? Ice cold. And what's colder than ice cold? The Dodgers bats. All right, 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 all right. Okay, now Mookie. Yeah? Can you get a base hit, Mookie Betts? Can you do it? No. 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 Former Major League Baseball General Manager Steve Phillips joins us on the show yesterday. MLB Network Radio, MLB Network, TSN. He's a stud, man. And Steve Phillips says, as I say to him on the air, lineup comes out. Mookie's dropped to third. Hey, Steve, what do you think? Steve chugged a can of Celsius and then responded, I would have dropped him to seventh. And it sounded pretty harsh. But as we learned last night, not harsh enough. 0 for 4, 2 strikeouts. Mookie Betts, 3 for 23 in this World Series. And the 3 hits, all singles. I'm about to really, really insult Mookie Betts. What I'm about to say, this may be my last edition of You Better, You Bet. I might get canceled for saying this. He looks like Anthony Volpe. His first at bat is so, he's like cue the Frank Ocean. He's lost, standing up there at the plate. He's lost. And we're going to spell it the New York way for effect. L-A-W-S-T. Lost. He's lost. He's flailing. His confidence is shot. He looks like Anthony Volpe swinging the bat. And this is a guy who's won an MVP, has won multiple World Series, and is going to the Hall of Fame. He's lost. This is like A-Rod. the Joel Zumaia postseason for the Yankees. He's lost it. It's unbelievable. This vaunted Dodgers offense shut down now. I mean, they've done nothing basically since the Ohtani homer in the bottom of the seventh and then the Freeman homer obviously in the 18th. But you had 11 innings in between those two homers. They've done nothing. Nothing. And Treya Savage deserves a ton of credit. A ton of credit. He's looking like, and I know I'm not the only person, it's like Jason Stark of The Athletic tweeted this, so like it's not like an original thought by me, but I can't be the only person that's watching the game last night and watching this kid, and I say kid because he's like, what is he, 21? Whatever. A precocious youth. He looks like Josh Beckett in the 03 World Series for the Marlins against the Yankees. He's dominant. They can't touch him. He has come up since the start of the season. 5 levels. I didn't even know that was possible. How many A's are there? Single, double, triple, Sacramento. How many are there? He's been on the Blue Jays for 45 days. 12 strikeouts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in his bank account. Well, it's going to be more than that. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 strikeouts on his box score. Shoving against the Dodgers. Even the great Shohei Ohtani. Powerless to stop this blue wave. I mean, insert political joke here. I said blue wave because it's, you know, there's a Kamala Harris joke to be made here. I'm not going to make it. I'm just saying I just worked myself into that. I think we're going to get one in New York City coming up in the next couple days. So Toronto now, 1 win away from the first World Series championship for the franchise since 1993. Can the Dodgers get it to a Game 7? Can the Dodgers still win the series? I will answer both those questions next on this Thursday on You Better You Bet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's hit in the air to deep left field. Call to the track. It's gone on the first pitch of Game 5. Now Vlad Jr. hooks a ball down the left field line. They've got back-to-back to start Game 5.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's just like, it's over. Like, the game's done. Who thought they were coming back? Have they become the Yankees? Like this, and I'm not talking like the Jeter Yankees. No. I'm talking, wow, this sucks to say. And I'm really like, it's too much Yankee talk, but this is like the prism that I view things through. It's the Aaron Judge Yankees. I'd like to throw up all over this microphone and my notebook and my computer right now, saying that out loud. So, you know, we'll spin this forward. Where the Blue Jays are now a -250 favorite to win the World Series. And now I want to throw up again. I did buy out last night a bunch of Dodgers. Maybe should have been all of it. Dodgers +200. Vlad Guerrero Jr. now a -200 favorite to be World Series MVP. Oh, how have turned the tables. Stunning. I thought this was absolutely donezo after the Freddie Freeman homer in the 18th inning in Game 3. I turn around, honestly, if the Blue Jays pull this off, and it looks like they're going to, we'll talk about this for a long time. Against the reigning defending World Series champions, with a lineup full of Hall of Famers, including the greatest player ever, maybe the greatest athlete ever, gut punch in Game 3, come back with haymakers in Game 4 and Game 5, going home with a 3-2 series lead. Now also, if they blow it, it's going to be a big-time feather in the cap of the Dodgers. And now let's talk about that. How do we see this going? Game 6 tomorrow night. Here's a way to get sent into your weekend. Like, sweat a World Series game. Can't wait. Yoshinobu Yamamoto goes for the Dodgers. Kevin Gausman for the Jays. The Dodgers are a -140 road favorite. This is going to be a dangerous thing to say. I think I'm way right on it. The Dodgers need to be a way bigger favorite than this. With Yamamoto on the mound. He's been unbelievable. Complete games, like the Japanese Jack Morris. I'm sorry, like, they need to be, like, what, like, -180 in this game. I understand they're on the road. Yamamoto's, you people understand how good Yamamoto is. They need to be a bigger favorite than this. Dodgers going to win game 6. You know, the problem's going to be when, you know, if and when they do, and we get a game 7. Because, as we said yesterday on the show, the reason why game 5, I think, was game 7, is because if the Dodgers had won last night, Yamamoto shuts the door. Sayonara. See you later. And I say to Yamamoto, arigato gozaimasu, which is Japanese for thank you for what you have done for me. I know this from watching Japanese shows on Netflix and playing Japanese video games. And that's the truth. But because the Blue Jays won last night, now Yamamoto can't slam the door. Now we get a game 7, even if the Dodgers win game 6. And here's Tyler Glasnow looking like Oppenheimer on the mound after they launch, like, after they test the nuclear bomb in game 7 on the road in that madhouse in Toronto. Are we going to see Ohtani pitching in game 7? This is going to be theater. And I'm going to be spending the day with my wife and daughter. Are we going to see Ohtani? Are we going to see Kershaw at some point in these next two games? Like, we actually have the chance for the drama to be like as insane as it's ever been in a World Series game. If we get to a game 7. I think game 6 is going to be drama free. Yamamoto is going to shove and the Dodgers are going to win. And then spin the wheel, make a deal, roll the dice in game 7. I feel like it's coming up snake eyes for the LA Dodgers. So ask me who wins the World Series now. I will say the Toronto Blue Jays. Hold out hope that Yamamoto does what he does, and then we'll see what happens in a game 7. But I'm not feeling good about it. And if and when it happens and the Blue Jays win, we will properly credit the Blue Jays, and we will do the historical context of what they were able to do here. Last place last year. Ultimate first place this year as World Series champions if they pull it off, and we will praise them And I will be devastated by the third time in a calendar year where I bet on a team to win a championship, they make it to the final round, and they are favored, and they lose. And I know Duke didn't technically make it to the national championship game, but, you know. I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever get over that one. That was the worst. And this is going to suck, but that one was way worse. You bet on this Thursday. We'll get into NBA coming up next segment here. We'll talk about Austin Reeves and his buzzer beater last night against the Timberwolves. And are the Orlando Magic just totally screwed? We'll get into that. We'll praise Cade Cunningham and the Detroit Pistons. Let's get into Thursday Night Football. I'm super excited for this game tonight as the Baltimore Ravens travel to Miami to take on the Dolphins. Current side and total market at BetMGM. Baltimore, a 7.5-point road favorite. The total, 51.5. And for Miami, Storm Duck, one of their corners, probably their best corner, out for the season. Safety Ashton Davis will miss the game. And Bradley Chubb is questionable, but is expected to go tonight for Miami. Now, you might be out there listening or watching and saying, that was not much of an injury report. Like, why did you even feel the need to say it? Because I give you Miami's injury report to now give you Baltimore's injury report. There is none. And it's not because John Harbaugh lied about a bunch of injuries like he did last week. Everyone is healthy. Everybody's playing. Everybody that might not have practiced in full at some point this week, they're all playing in the game. So, like, we have made it to the other side with the Baltimore Ravens. Now, it remains to be seen if, like, breaking out of Shawshank for Baltimore means that they're able to win the AFC North. But, like, they have made it. They have waded through excrement, and they've made it to the other side. With their starting quarterback healthy now in Lamar Jackson, and the rest of the team is healthy. Now for a stretch run where on paper, they are only set to be underdogs in one game moving forward, and it's week 17 on the road at Green Bay. They will be favored in every other game at this moment in time right now. We'll see what happens, obviously. It's all in front of them. It's all in front of the Baltimore Ravens at 2-5. Now, a couple weeks ago, we would talk about, you know, why the Pittsburgh Steelers, why, like, you know, Pittsburgh's going to be in great shape because the Ravens are likely to lose these games without Lamar and the Steelers are likely to win. Now let's do the inverse of that. So this weekend in the NFL, the Ravens, whether they cover or not, we'll get to that in a second. The Ravens, the betting market says, are very likely to win this game tonight. 7.5-point road favorites. Okay. The Pittsburgh Steelers are trending towards being more than a field goal underdog at home against the Colts. The Bengals, regardless of who starts at quarterback, and it looks like it'll be Joe Flacco at this point right now, but we'll see. Maybe it's Jake Browning. The Bengals will be home underdogs on Sunday to the Chicago Bears. And the Cleveland Browns are a 10.5-point underdog this week against the bye. This looks like an awesome time for the Baltimore Ravens. But the Ravens, after this weekend, after week 9, will be 3-5. The Steelers are going to be 4-4. And the Bengals are going to be 3-6. Like, this all happened really fast. Like, life comes at you fast. We say it all the time on this show. Life comes at you fast in the National Football League. Like, we could be at the end of week 9 being like, yeah, it's just Baltimore. Think about how fast that happened. We're basically there. We're basically there. Must-win game tonight for the Baltimore Ravens. So now, let's actually talk about the game and how this is going to play out. So at the start of the show, I teased by saying, I'm going to tell you the one thing that the Ravens have to do tonight to make sure they win. And I'm going to tell you, aside from Lamar Jackson, the single most important player tonight on the Baltimore Ravens. The thing that the Baltimore Ravens absolutely have to do tonight is get to Tua Tagovailoa. This pass rush has been decrepit, moribund, all season long. It's got to get turned on here. And I think the key to making that happen And the most important player for the Ravens tonight, not named Lamar Jackson, second-round rookie pass rusher Mike Green. Had a sack last week on Sunday against Caleb Williams. He, if not for, like, and we don't have to get into it, if not for, like, major off-field issue, like red flags, whatever, however you want to characterize that, people can look it up if they want to. If not for that, he's a first-round pick. He goes in the first rounds of the draft. The Ravens get him in the second round because of all that. If he's able to cash in on this potential and be like a legit NFL pass rusher, and that's not outside the realm of possibility, it really does something for this Ravens defense. And this Dolphins offensive line is not very good. The opportunity is going to be there tonight. If the Ravens edge rushers can win one-on-one, can they get to Tua Tagovailoa? And I do think there's reason for skepticism there, that they can. And we know this because we've watched the Miami Dolphins under Mike McDaniel and with Tua Tagovailoa for years. That the whole thing is they want to compensate for a bad offensive line and compensate for some of Tua's shortcomings by running this timing-based offense where Tua gets the ball and it's out in like a second and a half or 2 seconds. Like they want to mitigate the pass rush by getting rid of the ball quickly. And for as good as the names on the Baltimore Ravens defense, for as good as the names are, they have not played up to that standard this season. They just haven't. Even the names in the secondary. You know, Wiggins has been good, but like Marlon Humphrey, has he really played up to par? Kyle Hamilton, the rookie Malachi Starks. Is there an opportunity here for the Miami Dolphins to move the ball on this Ravens defense? I think the answer to that question is yes. These Ravens linebackers, this is not like Ray Lewis and Adelius Thomas. That's not what it is. These Ravens linebackers, like, you can run at them. You can, like, sniper scope them in the passing game. Like, you think they can cover Devon Achane? No chance in hell. None. You can make the case that the Miami Dolphins are going to be able to move the football here on the Ravens defense. And it's a huge number in the game. Now, I am not saying that the Dolphins are going to win. I don't think they're going to win. I think the Ravens are going to win. I'm not sure if the Ravens are going to cover. So what I'd like to do, I do like the over in the game a little bit, but, you know, the totals, you know, that old chestnut. I expect Lamar to play well. I expect Derrick Henry to, like, when the Ravens have a lead, you actually get to unleash Derrick Henry. I don't want to lay the Ravens, but I'd like to tease them. As the great philosopher, 21st century philosopher, Curtis Jackson once said, touch me, tease me, kiss me, tease me. I'll give it to you just how you like it, Baltimore. Let's call it the Scott Mitchell Memorial Teaser. Well, Scott Mitchell also played for Miami, so I don't know if that works. Yeah, Scott Mitchell. The Ravens-Lions Memorial Teaser. Baltimore -1.5, and the Lions -2.5 against the Minnesota Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, and the quarterback that Kevin O'Connell, I don't think he thinks he can win with. Lions by 3, Ravens by 3, and I think that's a winning bet and a winning teaser to kick off week 9 in the NFL. And as far as the AFC North is concerned, forget about the Browns. Like, the flaw of the Browns, like, is the Browns. The other three teams all have huge flaws. And they're kind of all the same. All the defenses. I don't think the Ravens defense is very good. The Steelers defense is hot garbage. And the Bengals are fielding like, well, maybe the worst defense in the league. The Ravens' advantage over those teams, if they all have bad defenses, the Ravens have Lamar Jackson. it's crazy to say about a team that starts 1-5. They're the bet right now to win the AFC North. On the other side, we'll talk some NBA off of last night. We'll talk some Lakers. And if they should entertain trading the king.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Into the hands of Reeves. 5 seconds. 3 seconds. Reeves splits the defense. The floater in the paint. It's good! At the buzzer! Austin Reeves does it again! Wow! Reeves' incredible week of basketball continues.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I got to be honest, I kind of want to re-rack that call from the great Mike Breen last night as the Lakers defeat the Minnesota. Now, look, no Luka, no LeBron, no Anthony Edwards. So, you know, it's not like Lakers Wolves in the postseason, but still, good basketball game, great ending, and another virtuoso performance by my fellow Fordham Ram, the great Mike Breen.
Into the hands of Reeves. 5 seconds. 3 seconds. Reeves splits the defense. The floater in the paint. It's good! At the buzzer!
Oh,
Austin
yeah.
Reeves does it again!
Yeah.
Wow! Reeves' incredible week of basketball continues.
The week of basketball for Austin Reeves. Incredible is a word that you could definitely use to describe it. And it's appropriate. I actually don't think it's strong enough. We have entered with Austin Reeves in this period of time without both LeBron and Luka. We are in full-time like theater of the absurd. It's ridiculous. Last night, 28 points for Austin Reeves and 16 assists. I'm going to say that again. 28 points and 16 assists. In the three games that Austin Reeves has played for the Lakers, in which both LeBron James and Luka Doncic have missed, Austin Reeves' stat lines are as follows. 51, 11, and 9. 41, 4, and 5. And last night, 28, and 16. And one. And the one is for one buzzer beater for the win, to win it for the Lakers. He has kept them afloat this week without LeBron and Luka, and they're not just surviving, they're thriving right now. 2-1 in these three games. And when we get to the end of the regular season, like, this is not the Eastern Conference. I'll give you a big picture thought on the Eastern Conference in a few minutes here. The Western Conference is loaded. Absolutely loaded. And you can't afford to drop games if you play in the Western Conference and you would like to avoid the play-in or have home court advantage in the first round. Like, these are massive wins for the Lakers to be winning these games without LeBron and Luka. They don't feel massive now, obviously, because it's October 30th. But when we get to the end of the year and, like, one or two games is the difference between, I don't know, like, going on the road to Denver or hosting, you know, the Clippers in the first round, like, it matters. It's going to matter for the Lakers, one way or another. Austin Reeves has elevated here to some insane plane of basketball where I don't know how you watch him for these three games and not think he's a max player. This is not a prediction. This is a spoiler. Pending health, and I'll credit our old friend here on You Better, You Bet. I was talking with Ken Barkley earlier. You know, Lockie Lockerson. And we're shooting the breeze about the NBA and Reeves and the Lakers last night, and he had a great line, which is, as long as he doesn't have like a Donald Sterling moment, Austin, or like gets hurt or does something crazy or gets arrested, and as long as he's not banned for life, he's getting a max contract. It's done. It's happening. Like, 51-11-9, 41-4-5, 28-16, and a buzzer beater. He's getting a max contract. It's done. And it was just a couple months ago, and this was not like an insult from the Lakers too. I actually think it was a compliment. Like, everyone knew he was going to turn it down. The Lakers knew it. They offered it as just like a nice gesture. A 4-year, $89 million extension to Austin Reeves that Reeves, of course, rejects because he wants to bet on himself, and he's clearly, like, he's already won the bet. Pending health and, like, staying out of legal trouble, he's won that bet. And that wasn't bad that the Lakers did that. It was nice that the Lakers did that. They knew he was going to reject it. And just, like, the human elements of this. And, like, I guess it does matter that he's undrafted. Like, it matters, right, that he was not heralded coming out of Oklahoma. But just in general, the idea of saying no to $90 million, no, because I know that a year from now, you're going to give me more than double that. It's pretty unbelievable. Like, he got to be riding high right now, big time. Now, he should take some of that money and, like, get a better haircut. That's just my opinion, though. He's also going to be way richer than I'll ever be. So good for him. He's been awesome. So now, unironically, and I'm going to make such a strong, I would like for someone to disagree with me here on this. Luka Doncic is obviously going nowhere, nor should he, with the Los Angeles Lakers. And what Austin Reeves has been able to show in this period of time with both guys out, like, this is going to end up being the best thing that's ever happened to his career, this stretch of time with Luka and LeBron both out. LeBron James' contract runs out after this year. He will be a free agent next year, or next summer, right? And maybe he'll decide to continue. Like, I think all of us kind of collectively would love for him to go back to Cleveland for 1 year. Like, it would be an awesome story, right? For, like, one more run in Cleveland. I think we all think that would be fun, right? I don't know if it's going to happen. Maybe he'll retire. Maybe he'll re-up with the Lakers. I mean, he's never taking less money to do anything. We know that, and I don't even mean that as a criticism. The proof's in the pudding. You better, you bet on this Thursday. When LeBron comes back, and I don't know how many games, he's got sciatica, he's 40, he's like me, except he's maybe the greatest athlete ever. Or one of them. Doctor says he needs a bacchiotomy. I hope he doesn't need a bacchiotomy. I'd love to see him play this year. When LeBron comes back, I'm guessing that while he, for as long as he can play for with sciatica, I'm guessing he's going to be pretty good. Because he's LeBron. and he was pretty good last year. Here's a question that I want everybody to answer in your own head right now. And I will lay out after I ask the question. I'm going to paint a really rosy picture here. Luka stays healthy the entire year. LeBron comes back and stays healthy the entire year and is awesome. J.J. Redick figures out a way that all three of them can coexist and all three of them can thrive. And DeAndre Ayton gives you something. The bench gives you something. Okay. The rosiest picture possible for the Lakers. Do they win the NBA title? Even if all those things go right. No. No. They don't. Okay? So if that's true, I'd love for someone to argue to the contrary. And if LeBron comes back and looks good, why wouldn't you trade LeBron James? If you're not going to win, and you know you're not going to win, and he's going to be a free agent next year, what? And you know that Austin Reeves and LeBron are your building blocks, like Reeves is going to get that max. Why wouldn't you try and get something for LeBron? Why wouldn't you try and do that? I think the Lakers need to trade LeBron James. And I'd love for him to go to my Knicks. I would think it would be awesome if it happened. But they should do it. And again, think about the argument that I've laid out. I want someone to make an argument to the contrary to what I have just said. Elsewhere last night in the NBA, credit to Femi. Femi laid the Detroit Pistons against the Orlando Magic. His handicap was the Magic stink. He was right. Cade Cunningham last night becomes the first player in the history of the NBA to score 30 points, have 5 or more rebounds, 5 or more assists, 3 or more steals, 3 or more blocks with 0 turnovers. Wow. Awesome job by this vaunted Magic defense. Also, he took Jalen Suggs' soul on a block at the rim on an attempted Jalen Suggs dunk. Like, Jalen Suggs probably in that moment while he's laying there on the ground after Cade Cunningham has just rejected him going for a dunk is probably like, man, I should have retired after that buzzer beater against UCLA. I got trucked by Baylor a couple nights later. He's obviously rich, I'm just saying. Just got, I mean, God almighty. An insult to, I mean, injury along with insult to Jalen Suggs. What the hell's happened to the Orlando Magic? 1-4. And look, Jamal Mosley says after the game, like, I'm trying to figuring out the rotation still. Desmond Bane's a new piece here. Okay. Like, I buy that. But I don't buy the fact that this defense, which has been the calling card for this team in the Banchero-Mosley era, right? And by the way, Paolo Banchero, I think has taken, like, I think people 20 years from now will talk about Paolo Banchero's on-court trash talking the way, like, people my age talk about Gary Payton. He's relentless, and it's really funny. Just wanted to say that. How does the defense go from what it's been to what this is? How does that happen? Jalen Duren wrecked them, 21-13 last night. He could unlock the Pistons if he's going to be awesome. The grander conversation to be had here is the Eastern Conference, where currently at the top of the standings, and it's early, obvious, way early, are the 4-0 Chicago Bulls and the 4-0 Philadelphia 76ers. The Miami Heat are 3-1. Jaime Jaquez looks great. The Heat look great. Tyler Hero hasn't even played yet. Now, I'm expecting the Knicks to be up there when the season's over, the Cavs to be up there when the season's over. I think Orlando's going to turn it around. I think they are. I'm saying all of this to now deliver this line. This conference could not be more wide open. It's not possible. It is not possible. I think we're going to get an arms race coming to the trade deadline. Because if you're the Pistons, you're the Sixers, you're the Magic, you're the Knicks, any of these teams that could realistically contend, why can't you get to the NBA Finals. I think it's going to be a fun year in the East in the NBA. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start the second hour talking college hoops with our friend Jeff Goodman from the Field of 68.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.